Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny, certainly an exciting weekend coming up from your perspective as the Chiefs and the Bills get ready to go head-to-head once again in the playoffs, this time in the AFC Championship game. How has life been for you as in enemy territory as a Chiefs fan as we get ready for this upcoming weekend's game?
Just really boring, actually. You know, there's really haven't been much going on. No, I'm kidding. This is our yearly tradition. You know that. Lots of excitement in and around the bar. You know, we're happy it's these two teams. I think we all saw this coming about 4.5 months ago, you know, when the preseason ended. Here we are again. It's no surprise.
What's the feeling for you heading into this game? I know last week you guys took on the Texans and seemed to take care of them with some ease, and now you're getting ready to face the Bills, who obviously earlier in the season the Chiefs lost to in the regular season, but where's your mindset heading into the game?
Well, I'm happy the game is at Arrowhead, but I would be lying if I said that this was the same old Bills team. I think that we're looking at, you know, a completely different team with just a different level of confidence that they've been playing with this season. You know, just taking care of the football, not making many mistakes. You know, Kai just playing smart, tough football. I think the Chiefs, I said it before to a couple of the fellow Chiefs fans this week, I would say, you know, with full confidence, this is our toughest test in this, you know, 6 to 7 year stretch that we've had in any postseason game. So I'm looking forward to it. I think Bills fans are looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see some fireworks on Sunday.
Where does this game differ for you? I know that this is going to be the fourth time that the Bills are facing the Chiefs in the playoffs. Last year's game was in Buffalo, so obviously that kind of helped business from your standpoint. But obviously, you know, this time around, it's going to be back in Kansas City once again. And if they're the AFC Championship this time, there's no COVID to worry about. So where are you anticipating business kind of being as you head into this weekend's game?
I think, you know, it's going to be, you know, very business as usual for us. I mean, we generally have a pretty split crowd for these games. It always leans a little heavy for the Bills, obviously, because we're in Buffalo. But, you know, Chiefs fans, you know, have a strong presence at Casey's, and everyone plays really nice together, shockingly. So we're happy to have both fan bases in there, you know, at full strength. And hopefully, you know, there's some good football to watch on Sunday.
I know that the last time we had talked was right before the Bills' regular season game here in Orchard Park, but how did business go for you then, and do you anticipate at least maybe the same presence of Kansas City fans compared to the first time around?
I mean, we had quite the influx of Chiefs fans for the Bills' visit year. I think in the three-day span, we had over 800 fans in from Missouri, which was tremendous for us. It was, you know, awesome for business. It was a good chance for them to kind of get to know us. I hadn't saw that influx firsthand before, because last year during the playoff game, I was in Puerto Rico, if you don't remember. So it was really nice to meet, you know, all the fans, and we had some ex-players come in. It was a really nice thing to see firsthand at the bar. I don't anticipate that many Chiefs fans, obviously, this weekend, but we have our regulars, you know, that come out, and we have our regular Bills fans that come out, and you know, it should be a full house this weekend.
Are you going to be in Buffalo for the game, or are you actually going to Kansas City?
I will be at the bar for the game. Yeah, you know, I always say for playoff games, just Bills fans have just been really gracious in letting us, you know, enjoy our Chiefs in their territory. So I always feel like I have to, you know, kind of take my medicine and just, you know, be here for the game, whether it's, you know, for better or for worse.
All right. Feel free to tell us, Vinny, is there anything that you've got going on for the game this upcoming weekend or anything that you're doing for Bills, Chiefs fans other than just, you know, hoping to have a good turnout for the game?
I mean, it's pretty much business as usual. We're just telling everyone, you know, if you want to get a seat for the game, you know, get there relatively early because we expect a full house, you know, a few hours even before kickoff. So, yeah, business as usual. We might do some giveaways here and there during the game, maybe pregame. But, yeah, we're just trying to survive the weekend. And hopefully we're still standing when it's all said and done.
You care to share any predictions in terms of how you think Sunday's going to play out?
Oh, my favorite question. Well, obviously, being a Chiefs fan, you know, for the last 35 years, I'd like to see us win. I think it'll be a close game. If I had to give you a prediction, I'm going to go 30-29 Kansas City in an absolute nail biter.
All right. Anything else you want to add that we haven't discussed here, Vinny?
I just want to again say thanks to all the Bills fans that have been, you know, really gracious in letting, you know, the Chiefs Kingdom kind of be a part of their space, and we just look forward to, you know, doing this all over again, you know, for what the fourth time in the playoffs and the 10th time since we've been open here at Casey's.